Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the series of messages of overcoming in your life. God wants us to overcome everything that is not of the Lord so that we can enter into the promises of God, please the Lord, and walk in His ways. We're going to talk about overcoming idolatry today. Many people, when you hear this, you might think that, well, I don't have any idols before me. I don't have any idols of wood or of stone, or I'm not worshiping any false gods. But as you see, as we go through this, you may have idols before you, because an idol becomes anything that is a source outside of God becomes an idol in your life. In 1 John 5, verse 21, he says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." The word "keep" is a Greek word which means to watch or to be on guard and to avoid. We are to watch, to be on guard, and to avoid idolatry in our life. Anytime you're involved in any idolatry, it is the deifying of self. Anytime you're serving self, that is actually idolatry. Anytime you are serving other created things, or you're looking to other things as an object of worship other than God, then that becomes an idol in your life. In Deuteronomy 5:7, he says, "Thou shalt have none other gods before me." In Deuteronomy 29, he talked about how he saw their abominations and their idols. And what did these idols do? Idols will turn your heart away from the Lord. Their heart was turned away from the Lord, and they went and served these other idols. Again, idols are anything that is a source outside of the Lord. And one of the biggest idols in people's lives is self. They serve self instead of God. That makes self an idol. We do not serve self, we serve the Lord. We deny self. Jesus said, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself." Over in Leviticus chapter 26, the Bible talks about how that they're not to make any idols or graven image. They're not to have any kind of images that could be construed as an idol. God wants you to not have anything, any gods before you, none. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25, he says the graven image of their gods. And what did it say it would do to them? It would snare them. It was an abomination to the Lord. And he goes on in verse 26 and he says, "Neither bring thou and any abomination into thine house." You don't want to ever have any cursed items in your house that would be considered idols to anybody. If you have items that are such as Buddhas or statues or voodoo dolls or dragons or gods of any other culture or anything that would be considered an idol from any culture, any other religion background, then you have an idol in your home. Don't bring these things in them. They are cursed items. In Psalms 106 and verse 34, it talks about how they did not destroy the nations. They were mingled with the heathen. They learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. And it said they ended up sacrificing their sons and their daughters unto devils. Why? Because of the fact that they did not destroy the things that were an abomination. One of the things that we need to learn in our life as a Christian is we've got to eliminate everything that is a source outside of the Lord, because it becomes an idol in your life. God wants to get rid of all of the ungodly idols. You know, you can have people as an idol. You can be giving worship unto people, looking at the stars. Look what the world does. They have their movie stars. They have their sports stars. They have all these people that they look to as their stars or their idols. This is idolatry. You should not let this get into you in your life. You know, if you are a person who just lives for a particular person or you live for a particular thing, that becomes an idol in your life. I've seen people who just live for their son or their daughter or their husband, and they just went to pieces if something happened to them. That shows that you have made that person an idol. God is your total source. Anything that's a source of contentment or happiness outside of the Lord is an idol. You can make anything that you would live after an idol. You can make food an idol. You can make money an idol. If you serve money, you can't serve God and money at the same time. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evils. If you are into all the worldly ways, clothes, the way you look, the way you do things, keep up with the Joneses attitudes, next door, got to have all these things, then you have made all these worldly ways and worldly things idols in your life. What has happened in the past? The kids have made rock stars. They become their idols. In fact, there's even Christian music entertainment people that become stars for Christians. It's the same idolatrous spirit that's at work. You know, we need to watch that we don't walk in worldly ways. Some people, their idol is the fashion. They have to have the latest hairstyle. They have to have everything just right. They got to have the clothes like everybody has, what's in. You know, this is all idolatry. We've got to turn away from idolatry. Any object, any person, anything that would become a source in your life, turn away from it, or it becomes an idol in your life. Praise God. God wants you to turn away from this stuff. In Isaiah chapter 31, verse 6, he says, "Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols." Cast away all of your idols. Otherwise, they'll cause you to sin against the Lord. Over in Hosea chapter 14, verse 8, he talked about how they were not to have any more to do with idols. And it talks about how they could hear these idols and they could observe them. Notice that idols can be things that you see or you hear. This is if you sit there and you listen to someone who becomes an idol, a source in your life outside of the Word of God, you don't want to have that. You want to listen to God's Word. You want to listen to His voice. You want to follow what He tells you to do, not what a person tells you to do. In Psalms 101, in verse 2 and verse 3, here he said about how he was to walk within his house with a perfect heart. And he said, "Set no wicked thing before mine eyes." Otherwise, it causes you to be into an idolatrous state, because you will look at these wicked things and you will be turned aside from the Lord and you begin to cleave to these wicked things. That's why you got to watch what you watch on TV. Some people, they'd never miss their TV program because they want to see their favorite star or their favorite character, and they identify with them, and they become like an idol. They even receive counsel from them. They want to be like them. Same with the sports stars. Everybody wants to be like the sports stars. I'll tell you, this is idolatry. Can you see how idolatry has pervaded our culture today? God says, keep yourself from idols, otherwise they will be destruction in your fellowship and relationship with the Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 14, he talked about how they'd set up idols in their heart, and they were stumbling blocks of iniquity. He said, turn yourself from your idols. Turn away from all of these abominations. Over in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17, he talked about the loftiness of man. The loftiness of man and the haughtiness of man was as an idol. And he said, these idols, if you continue in those, you will absolutely perish. But he said, these idols you should utterly abolish. The loftiness of man, that's pride. Exalting man. Don't ever exalt man, otherwise you make that person an idol, and that is an abomination unto the Lord. In Jeremiah 16:19, it describes an idol as that which does not profit. We don't want to be involved with anything that does not profit. It is wasted time in our life. In fact, if you serve idols, you will become vain. You'll be a person who is vain. And look what we see in our culture today. People are full of vanity and following after vain things because they serve idols. In Acts chapter 15, verse 20, he said that they were to abstain from the pollutions of idols. What does idolatry do? It pollutes you. It contaminates you. In Acts chapter 17, verse 16, Paul It said his spirit was stirred when he saw the whole city was given to idolatry. Not only do we see the city given to idolatry, we see this nation given to idolatry. At the sports stars, the movie stars, looking to this and that as a source other than the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible says, "You don't keep company with idolaters. Have nothing to do with them." In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11, it talks about how the unrighteous can't inherit the kingdom of God. And that includes idolaters. If you're in idolatry, it will hinder you from entering into the rule and the reign of God. Idolatry is going to defile your conscience. It talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And in 1 Corinthians 10, it talks about how if we lust after evil things, including idolatrous things, then what's going to happen? We're going to separate ourselves from the Lord, and we're actually sacrificing the devils, and we're having fellowship with the enemy. Don't let these kind of things get a hold of you in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, here we see the case where it says that we're not to have any fellowship with unbelievers. We're not to have fellowship with the unrighteous. The light doesn't have any communion with darkness. And down in verse 16 it says, "What agreement hath the temple of God with idols?" None. We should have nothing to do with any idolatry. We are the temple of living God. And God's come to dwell in us and walk in us. And then he wants to be our God and we'll be his people. So we've got to separate ourselves and come out from all idolatry. Don't touch the unclean thing. Stay away from those things that would be a source. I tell you, there's so many things out there in the world that are competing for your attention to become a source of pleasure, a source of contentment in your life. Turn away from them. Galatians 5 says that the works of the flesh include idolatry. And we cannot walk in these ways. All those that are idolaters, they're not going to have any inheritance in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn yourself away from all idolatry and serve the living and the true God. And that's why he says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, "Little children, keep yourself from idols." Keep yourself from all abominable idolatries. Turn away from anything that would be a source. I challenge you to examine your life and look at if there are some things in your life, if there are people that you look to, if there's anything that would be considered idolatrous. God says, repent, turn away from it, and serve the living God. Let him be the total source. He's the only one who's going to satisfy and meet your needs. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have need?